morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klum test, and we're learning Simon Vav. So the short point from the Chayodim, Bracha B'Shana Ein L'Shir, Shepila Ochol Osho Sakol Shehu, Rakshana Hanem Imenu Chayiv L'Varech. So as opposed to the Bracha Achrona, which there is Halacha of Shir, and benching, which is the Bracha D'Raisa, so there is a Halacha of having a Shir. The Shir, the Raisa, it says, v'chalta v'savota, so the Shir is Sviya. V'chazal tell us that mirabonon ad kezayis vat kebeya. So maybe we would think that maybe when the Chazal instituted the Bracha Rishona, looking at their clue from the Bracha d'Oraisa, which is the Bracha Achrona, which requires a Shir, so arguably they should have said over here also that there's a Lach of Shir. So Chazal did not do that. Chazal said even less than a Shir is Chayim. So the Kesem Mishnah actually says, why is that? It's a good question. If the brachas d'oraisas always require a shir, why did Chazal see fit to institute a bracha rishona that does not have a shir? So he says, because it could come to a shir. So a person eats a little bit, he says, I'll have a little more. So when's he going to say the bracha? At what point does he say the bracha? So the only logical time to do is say at the beginning, because you might come to the shir. So even though there's a scenario where you might not, but that's the best place to put it. Whereas the Bracha Achrona, it's already done. So we say, okay, let's see how much you ate, and then we can decide. So Bracha B'Shana does not require a shir. Any amount that a person eats would be chayiv. And in Klal Nun, he'll talk about the lachos of Bracha Achrona, he'll talk about the shirim for the Bracha Achrona. Zayin, Simon Zayin. I feel like I should say the refuah. So a person, we said before that the chiyah bracha is only in a situation of achila. And the case of ti'ima, for example, where the person's intent is not for achila, is just to taste it, he has no intent for achila at all. So there's Rishonim would say that as long as the person only eats a small amount, you do not make a bracha. So here a person is doing a maisa of achila, but he has no chiyah bracha because it's not considered halachically an act of achila. It's an act of physically eating, but it's not a halacha of achila at the way halacha looks at it. So what about a person takes something for refuah? A person takes something as a medication. So a liquid or a salad, and he's eating this food, this item, this herb, whatever it is, as some type of refuah. So arguably, it's not a ma'aseh achila. Your kavanah is for the purpose of refuah. Should there be no chiyuv of a bracha? However, refuah itself was a form of hanah, so we could argue that a person is doing an act of physically eating it, he's ingesting it, and he's getting a benefit out of it, so maybe he should get a bracha. So that we say like this, if a person is nehenah from it, mevarach bracha haruya l'osamin, if it has some decent flavor, so then it approximates the regular act of eating, and therefore it's going to be chayiv and a bracha. Vim heim marim, if however they are bitter, something which a person would not eat normally, so he's only eating it for refuah, so then it does not approximate a ma'aseh achila at all, and it does not ein tzarich levarach klal. There's no need to make a bracha in the situation. Then the Chayyadim adds, afilu hu dvar iser, ki mish'achshav hitira lahatarim. He's eating a food which is, the food is prohibited. But because his life is in danger, he's allowed to eat it. And now he's allowed to eat it. He has a mitzvah to eat it. So arguably, we could say that in that case, you should not make a bracha. Now, there's two reasons why you should make a bracha. If you're eating something which is asur for the Torah, but that's not really true, because over here it's a mitzvah. So what's the chiddush? Again, this situation should not look like a ma'aseh achila, because mitzvah, the normal achila of people do not eat this thing. And he's only doing it because of refuah. So it comes out, this is not a mice of achila, this is a mice of refuah. In a case where you eat something which is heter, and it's for refuah, but you're also getting the normal pleasure of achila. So oh, it's a normal mice of achila, which you're getting a benefit as well. Maybe your motivation is because of the refuah, but it's a mice of achila. But over here, clearly all of this is a mice of refuah, because the person would never eat this just for the achila purposes. So I would think there's no bracha. So he says, no, there is a bracha, because if it's something which tastes okay, so even though Torah answered it, it's called an act of eating. Now, however, the Pesachim do say if a person finds the idea of eating this thing so repulsive, even though he knows he has to do it and he's doing it for the mitzvah purpose, but the idea of the taste of it he finds so repulsive because he's eating something which is a Dvar Yisr, he does not make a bracha. See, even though it has a good flavor, but to him, the action is only because of the refuah, and it does not approximate a Maisa Achila because he finds the whole act repulsive, which is the opposite of a Maisa Achila. So in that case, a person would not make a bracha. Have a good day.